this separately.
All right, everyone, it's 11 o'clock.
Let's pledge the flag. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome everyone. We're going to start the swearing in of our interim board member, Mr. Josh Cutler. So Josh, could you come up front and Ms. Kara Berner will swear you in?
Do you want the microphone? We don't usually use that. Okay. Hi, I'm Kara.
Josh.
Nice to meet you. You can raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear. That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the United States.
Of the United States.
And the Constitution of the State of New York.
And the Constitution of New York.
And I will faithfully discharge. The duties of the office. Of councilman. Of the town of Freedom. County of Cattaraugus. According to the best of my ability. Thank you. I'm going to have you sign. Sign and print. I was gonna ask, but okay. And who gets this?
Me.
Thank you very much for coming, Karen, taking time out of your schedule. Much appreciated.
I'm gonna sit back here and lock up.
Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right. An abstention from Councilman Morgan. We didn't have enough votes to pass the acceptance of the bid from Lyle Morgan on the snowblower. So I make a motion to accept Lyle Morgan's bid for the Meteor snowblower.
Second.
What was the amount?
$320 or $380?
$380, and he was the highest by like $180.
It was like $200 with one,
and
then somebody actually
set one
in later for $156.
So.
Yeah. Okay, roll call then. Josh Aaron?
Aye.
Josh Cutler?
Aye.
John Helms?
Aye.
Nick Morgan?
Abstain.
And
Dustin. Aye. I make a motion to accept the meeting minutes as submitted from our December 21st, 2022 meeting.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Helms.
Abstain.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to accept the annual audit of the records as presented.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Aaron.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Helms.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Abstain. All right, our assignments here, we have meeting, it will be the 7 p.m. on the third Monday of the month at the Freedom Town Hall. Our official depositor will be Five Star Bank. Our office official payroll service will be Complete Payroll of Perry. Hourly wages, you can see on page 5. The official paper will be the Arcade Herald or the Olands Time Herald or the Penny Saver. Mileage rate will be 58 cents. Town doctor is Wyoming County Community Health. Authorization for supervisor to pay utilities prior to meetings. Authorization for supervisor to invest town monies according to investment policy. Appointment of the Association of Towns Delegates Certificate of Designation.
Which is that paper that I pointed out to you earlier. Just a certificate that we fill out every year to say that I'm the one that communicates with the Association of Towns. If there's random things, you guys can communicate at any time, but then pretty much their call, they come to me.
An agreement for expenditure of highway monies.
I don't have that in hand yet. I'm so sorry. I'm waiting on the county.
So we'll do that the next town board meeting?
Mm-hmm. It should be, or it would be February before you get it. It depends on the county.
I make a motion to pass all assignments A through K.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arrow.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Justin Hill.
Aye. All right, I need on the next appointments, Deputy Supervisor will be Nick Morgan, and the rest are as follows. I make a motion to accept the above appointments.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arrow.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. Committee assignments. Who would like to be on the building committee? Josh Cutler.
I will.
So John and Josh. Who wants to be on the highway committee with me?
I can do that.
Insurance committee, I'll take one position. Who would like to be the other?
It's usually me. Usually the clerk helps out with that one.
You just can't be a committee member for the board.
Oh, I don't know. For years it's always been the clerk, but that's fine.
Anybody? It's really exciting. We meet once a year with Eric Slocum. Since it's during the day, Josh Arum and you can get away. You're going to be on it. Parks and Rec.
I can do that again, too.
Absolutely. And Nick, you said that you want to do that? Who else was on Park and Rec?
Me and Josh, yeah.
And then...
this Josh.
John, did you want to remain the liaison to the planning board?
No, why don't we let Josh Cutler do that?
All right. Josh, is that something you're interested in?
That should be fun. Mm-hmm.
I make a motion to accept the above committee appointments.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I make a motion to accept all the above policies, being the emergency plan, the fund policy, investment policy, the pandemic plan, the procurement policy, and the sexual harassment policy.
Second.
The only one I do not have on there is the employment handbook, which should be, but we don't have an updated one yet. We're still waiting on Eric, I believe. Right.
Well, we're just accepting it the way it is.
Okay. Do you want me to write that in?
Do you want me to write that in? Write the employee handbook, accept it as is.
Well, there is no other way to accept it.
Yeah. Okay. I'll put that in. Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. Oh, I don't have the voucher numbers and amounts, so somebody else can read those, please. Have they all been signed? We had a couple that had to be paid prior to the next board meeting. That's why I have vouchers this month. Did they not get around?
Yeah, let me see.
No, I signed them yesterday, but... well, those are all signed. Did anybody not sign them?
Is it 1 through 5 for general? I can't remember if it was 5. I knew it was at least 5.
Yeah. All right, general vouchers 1 through 5 in the amount of $32,639.57. And that is the annual amount to date. So moved.
Second.
Roll call, Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
And Dustin Bliss.
Aye. I move the acceptance of highway vouchers 1 through 3 for the amount of $18,318.60, and it's the same amount for the yearly total to date. So moved.
Second.
Roll call. Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Cutler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Justin Bliss.
Aye. Is there any other matter that needs to come before the town board at this time?
I'd like to make a statement, please.
All right.
As you know, over the last year, we've had disturbances in the town board meeting. Basically, I think it has been escalating by Rick Lang and by Dan Myers, getting to the point that there is violence pending, definitely verbal abuse by not only all the town councilmen and town supervisor, but abuse to the town clerk and other members of the population, in particular my wife. And basically, I think something needs to be done to ban those two people from attending town boards, because it is not safe coming here anymore, because you don't know how crazy the person is, especially with Rick Lang coming in. I don't know if you would say drunk, but definitely under the influence of alcohol. It's really not worth doing this job for the amount of money that we get paid and the abuse that we take for doing absolutely nothing, and then you have people coming in and complaining about what you do as a job. So I guess you can go on record if these people are not taken care of and banned from at least speaking whatsoever in the town board, because they don't know how to speak any other way other than vile and wicked. You can go on record that I'm probably going to be resigning the position early, and I know for a fact I will not be running again. That's all I had to say.
John, have you done any research to see if any of that, that, you know, any recourse could be taken?
The only recourse that we can take is if you want, both my wife and myself can file sexual harassment suits, and we can do that to the town clerk. If you want, we can do that today.
I'm doing it regardless.
And I share some of your concerns, John. particularly in the past, when things have gotten heated, I have reached out to law enforcement and our town attorney as to what steps we can take. And sadly enough, it seems like until they do something, an act of violence.
Well, I agree with, under New York state law, that's true. But under New York state sexual harassment law, what they're both doing, whether it's male or female, because intimidation and vile language and stuff like that, that is in a work, this is my workplace, and the public has a right to be here as well. Both of those things fall under sexual harassment. We just took the course in the last few weeks. I don't know when everybody else took it. I took it last few weeks, and it went through all the different things, and basically Rick Lang, guilty, 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 guilty. So we are going to be filing sexual harassment suits against him and against Dan Myers.
Okay. Does anybody else have anything?
Talk to Eric about any of this?
I don't have to. I have to go to, for sexual harassment, it's go to
the coordinator, which is...
I understand that. I just didn't know if you'd talk to him about preventing people from speaking in meetings or not allowing them into meetings.
You guys have got to come up with a resolution that states if you don't follow these rules, then...
We have a town law.
But you don't enforce it.
I've kicked more people out of these town board meetings than anybody else prior to...
You're not kicking them out to make them stay out because they
can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Bonnie, enough. You're not a lawyer. You probably haven't read the town law. You don't know what you're talking about.
Do you know what did you take the sexual harassment course?
Bonnie, if you want to file sexual harassment against them if they broke the law, I would encourage you to do that. But that's not my responsibility.
The town board can still make a resolution to ban them from coming.
Don't you see the fallacy in what you're saying? They want me to ban you.
Why? Because I defend myself against them? That's not going to stop.
Sometimes picking fights isn't defending yourself. It's starting a fight.
Really?
This all started when you told Leslie Lang, duh. You should roll back the hands of time and see when all this crap started. I'm not making any excuses for them. But you're almost as culpable, Bonnie, as Rick.
Whatever.
You're not going to agree with me, but I'm not going to sit here and have you say half-truths about the situation when I can guarantee you that two people in this audience that have been at every single town board meeting would agree with exactly what I just said. Take the high road.
And what would that be for you?
Be quiet. Don't start fights. Ignore them. Turn the other cheek. Love thy neighbor. All of those things.
Defending people?
No.
It's your job to
You believe in
people.
Like Old Testament justice where there's an eye for an eye. And the only thing that leads to is two people half blind stumbling around just causing more problems. Enough is enough.
Yeah, enough is enough, and I'm going to file the suit. And guess what?
That's fine. I'm not telling you not to exercise your rights.
Then I don't care if there's a town lawsuit.
That's fine. Is there anything else? I move to adjourn this meeting.
Second.
What time?
11:17.
I call Josh Arum.
Aye.
Josh Butler.
Aye.
John Hill.
Aye.
Nick Morgan.
Aye.
Aye. Take care, everyone.
Thank you for stepping off.
Taste it today, too.
Yes.
So I'm just going to be quite honest.